Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
This train is bound for Kingston, Jamaica. All aboard!
Hello and welcome aboard for the 10th anniversary special of Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where I am your conductor for the next hour as we embark upon another journey through the heart of fine Jamaican music. So please have your tickets ready for inspection for the House of Reggae's Railway Special. Was Roland Alfonso and the Soul Brothers with Train to Scarville, which was produced by Sir Cox and Dodd and released on his Studio One label in Jamaica and the Scarbeat label in the UK back in 1965, and was later the title track of a Soul Brothers compilation on Soul Jazz Records.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
And so throughout the 20th century, trains and railways inspired imaginative songwriters all around the world, including in Jamaica, where train metaphors for lost love and spiritual journeys have regularly appeared in reggae music. And so I've dug out an hour's worth of my favourite train tunes for you today. So let's buy a return ticket and hop on board with The Train Is Coming, and The Train Is Coming Back.
Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet, for your dancing feet. Move with the beat.
I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
So long I've been waiting.
Train is coming down. I said the train is coming down.
coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
Wonderful double bill from the 1960s there, as first up was Ken Booz with The Train Is Coming, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd back in 1966 and released on his Supreme label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK. And then following that was The Gladiators with The Train Is Coming Back, which was produced by Liebert Robinson and released on the World label in Jamaica and the Dr. Bird label in the UK in 1968 and was later compiled on the Trojan Rocksteady Rarities box set.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
And so Jamaica itself has a famous and historic railway, as it was the very first passenger service to be built outside of Europe and North America, and where over the course of nearly 150 years it was the backbone of the island, transporting people, fruit, sugar, bauxite and parcels from north to south and east to west. And so its inaugural journey was way back in 1845 and consisted of 10 carriages of passengers and a military band moving slowly along a 12-mile track between Kingston and Spanish Town. And over the next 100 years, train lines expanded right across the island, with the two main routes running from Kingston to Montego Bay in the northwest and Kingston to Port Antonio in the northeast, stopping off at around 40 stations along the way as trains travel through tunnels and over bridges connecting towns, villages and communities all around the island. But you know what? No matter how hard I look at the railway map of Jamaica, I just can't see an extension line to Montreal in Canada. I think someone had better tell the Melodians.
Now clap your hands and stomp your feet. go have a ball. Jump right on. Let's go swinging on. For it's the last train to Expo 67. The last train. Yes, it's the last train to Expo 67. Are you coming? You don't need no baggage yet, my friend. I don't know ticket. You just jump right on. For there is fun for all.
The Melodians with Last Train to Expo 67, which was produced by Duke Reed and released on his Treasure Isle label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1967, and can now be found on the double CD Duke Reed Rock Steady on Trojan Records. And in case you are wondering, that was their homage to Montreal's international exhibition that was staged that year, and where alongside performances by the likes of the Supremes, Muddy Waters, the Grateful Dead and Thelonious Monk, saw Byron Lee and the Dragonaires perform in the city on Jamaica Day.
Right now we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so for the first 100 years of the Jamaican Railway, coal-fired steam trains crisscrossed the island, bellowing out large plumes of smoke wherever they went. But in the 1950s, these began to be replaced by diesel locomotives, and by the following decade, only one steam engine was still operative, carrying tourists on the short branch line from Maypen to Frankfield. And named Engine 54, it was originally built in 1944 and has gone down in Jamaican cultural history, as not only was it the last functioning steam locomotive on the island, but in 1968 it starred in an MGM movie called Dark of the Sun, which, although filmed in Jamaica, was supposedly set in the Congo about a group of mercenaries travelling across the country on a train. And then in that same year, Leonard Dillon led the Ethiopians in their recorded tribute to Engine 54.
Engine 54. Engine 54.
Bring down some scatter. Can you see the musical ambassadors getting hot and hot?
Montego Bay. I said these people on the countryside used to
Beautiful Engine 54 by the Ethiopians, which was produced by Garnet Hargreaves and was a title track of their debut album in 1968 on the Dr. Bird label, on which they were pictured on the sleeve hanging off the front of Engine 54, and which inside contained other railway-inspired tunes like Train to Scarville and Train to Glory. Meanwhile, Engine 54 itself has now finally retired and can be found resting in a terminus building in Kingston.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
But now, as mentioned earlier, Trains and Railways represented a kind of aspirational freedom for songwriters and artists in the 20th century. Whether it was the idea of the hobo traveller, as personified by the likes of Woody Guthrie and Jimmy Rogers, or the feeling of heading off on a more spiritual journey, such as a traditional gospel song, This Train is Bound for Glory, which was initially made famous by Sister Rosetta Tharpe back in the 1930s and has been regularly covered ever since, including a couple of times by Bunny Wailer, who even wrote a new introductory verse to the song to help put in context what it meant to him. And so this is the Wailers with their own Nyabingi version of This Train, This Train, This Train, This Train.
Greetings, music lover. I yield to music's power. Here I am powered and over. Music is like shower.
When I was just a kid, children, my mommy used to sing the song. Now I've grown to be a man. Well, it still lingers deeper than my soul. Lingers deeper than my soul. She said, this train, it is bound to glory.
This train.
This train is bound to glory. This train don't carry no unholy.
This train,
it is bound to glory.
This train,
it's a song for me. No backslider.
This train.
This train carry no backslider.
This train.
This train carry no backsliders. This train only carry God's children. Let me hear the melody.
was Bunny Wailer leading the Wailers on their version of This Train, which they produced themselves back in 1967 and released as a B-side to Stir It Up on their Wailand Solum label in Jamaica and the Trojan label in the UK, and which can now be found on the CD compilation, the Wailand Solum Single Selector.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the musical display there.
And so, back on the Jamaican railways, that as well as having over 40 stations along its various routes, there were also many smaller halt or flag stops in between, where a passenger just needed to wave to the driver to stop the train to get on board. And maybe this is what inspired the vocal group The Spanish Tonians with their 1965 ska track Stop That Train, which was transformed 2 years later into a rocksteady classic by Keith and Tex. Keith and Tex. Featuring the immaculate guitar of Lynn Tate, that was Keith and Tex with Stop That Train, which was produced by Derek Harriott and originally released on his Move and Groove label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK back in 1967, and was later compiled on numerous releases, including a Derek Harriott Rocksteady Party.
Forward and Payaka, Manacle and then Gosaka.
And of course, that last tune was made even more famous by David Scott, aka Scotty, whose DJ cut Draw Your Brakes was featured on the Harder They Come soundtrack. But rather than play that version for you, I've got another railway-themed Scotty tune lined up now, as this next one is recorded over the rhythm to Lloyd Chalmers' Save the People, and see Scotty travel around the Jamaican parishes on his Salvation Train.
Salvation Train.
People, people! Now this is Scotty calling, you know, and I am calling all the people of the land to get on the salvation train before it is too late. And all I want you to do right now was to get up on the track, as I would compel you. And I would never really beg you, you know. Now listen, Kingston, St. Catherine, Clarendon, Manchester, Westmoreland, St. James, Trelawney, St. Anne. Will you get up? Sit down and pass your seatbelt, dread. Wow, baby, let go. Now you got to listen, all you people. Portland, St. Thomas, St. Andrew, St. Mary, Trelawney, St. Anne, Manchester, Westmoreland. You don't need no milk and you don't need no rice. We have Brother Moses to give you advice. Whop it on the train and I will tell you. Now did you hear that? You don't need no beer and you don't need no stout. The milk and the honey wine really the boat. Whop it! People! Watch your foot, Dread, watch your foot. I man don't want you fall out of this train, don't you know that? Hang on tight. I will tell you, cause everything is gonna really be uptight. Wap it on the top, one time, two time, three time, four time, five time, six time. Kingston, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. James. Ow! A chicky chop, chicky chop on the track, cause I will beg you. Rock it, baby, chop it up. A dog on the train now, who is to blame? Chuck it down, chuck it down. Now listen to this, I've never seen this, you know. As I would say, first it was a dog, now it is a goat. The next thing I know, I will soon start to float. One time, as I would tell you. Now you got to listen clearly with ears, you know. Trelawney, Westmoreland, Portland, St. Mary, St. Mary, St. Mary, St. Mary. If you got to be chippers, I will tell you. Check it out, Jack. Yeah. Ear dreadlocks. Watch your foot, mother, you all right? It's me, son. I will tell it to you. Check it out. The Salvation train has got to ride on, don't you know? As I would take you. So you jump and you kiss and you rock in time. You see I can make a rhythm and you shake your body like. Work it up one time, one time, one time. As I would tell it to you.
That was Scotty with Salvation Train, which was produced by Louis Chalmers and originally released on the Splash label in Jamaica and the Green Door label in the UK back in 1973, and can now be found on the compilation CD The Best of Louis Chalmers on Trojan Records.
On the A1 station in the land, come let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand, believe me.
But now it's time to jump aboard the westbound train for a version excursion. As back in 1973, Nine Easy Observer hired the Soul Syndicate band for a session at Joe Gibbs' studio, where they used a guitar lick from Al Green's Love and Happiness as their starting point to underpin an incessant up-tempo reggae rhythm for the teenage vocalist Dennis Brown to add his heartbroken lyrics over the top about his cherry baby leaving him for good. And on release, this record topped the Jamaican charts, encouraging the producer to record further DJ and instrumental cuts. And so, all aboard now, as this is the House of Reggae's Westbound Train Rhythm Mix.
Westbound Train Rhythm.
This is your popular station where your music comes first. And I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong. Strong, strong.
Underneath my door, staying, you'll never see me again.
will never ever see me again. So now our love must end. You'll never ever see me again, my friend. No, you'll never ever see. In a very, very steep position. So that's why being straight won't miss me. Cause I've got to find my cherry baby. So you'll never ever see me again. So I love my stand. You'll never ever see me again, my friend. Cause I'll be taking the strain. I'll be taking the westbound train. I'll be going to a place where there is happiness. Yeah, I reckon you don't care. I reckon I don't care. Yeah. Oh.
A heavy about to work on your building of peace, love, and togetherness.
What about it, cool? We on the tree, they got the one to blame, cause it's gonna remain the same. Cause I'm leaving on a westbound train. Yeah, the train of happiness is on with you. Mama, westbound train is on with you. The best in any test for me is the west, called the westbound train. Baba train, baba train, baba train. To be baby, let me tell you, I'm a leaving on a westbound train. Gonna leave it on a westbound train. To be daddy cool. Hey, you sure. Take the train. Took a train, took a train, took a train. Why daddy, you got to hear me when I tell you, I'm gonna leave it on a westbound train. See your baby got the one for me to bleed. They gonna be your main disease. It's not until you teach you say.
Why
you got to believe in me? Do you got to believe in me? The song's gonna make a queen. Yeah. Do it again. But I will tell you when you wanna see your face again. So stick around the band and tell your friend as I would say. I'm leaving on the westbound train. I see you leaving on the westbound train. And papa train, papa train, papa train, papa train, papa train, papa train, papa train.
Yes!
Tell you, I'm a westbound train, I'm a westbound train. Cuckoo guys! Now you can check Mr. Wayne. Yeah, you can check Mr. Wayne in the rain. I'm telling you, I'm leaving on a westbound train. Yeah, I wanna take a plane. Yeah, you gotta meet your main to say. Tell you, I'm a westbound train.
You could never be insane, you know, what did in the rain? Lord of mercy, I'm going to make a good call called westbound train. Tell you about the music on the lane, the music's name Tom Bain. Good day! Till you take a ride on the westbound train. Until you take a ride on the westbound train. Take a ride down the lane and down the lane. And down till you say you're riding on the westbound train. Say you travel with Bain on the westbound train. And you're riding on the westbound train. Say you travel from Kingston going down to Spain. You have to ride in on the westbound train. And you're riding on the west and say you got to be my guest. I'm going to give you happiness by a special request. Now the riding on the westbound train. You say we ride on the westbound train. But check for Jane, Sister Jane, and Doris Lane, and Louis Lane. I think we ride on the westbound train. Riding from Brisbane way down to Spain. Think we ride on the westbound train. Riding from London to Lost Lane. If we riding on the westbound train. And take a ride and on the glide. And take a ride on the ring. And make a riding on the westbound train. Will you not be ride on the westbound train? Not the Judah ride from the westbound train. Traveling from Kingston way down to Spain. Or even Brisbane or down memory lane. If you riding on the westbound train. Will you take a ride on the westbound train?
Take a ride and take a glide, and you will ride and you slide, and you're riding on the westbound train. So whether you want to hide or even you're getting paranoid, got to ride on the westbound train. Got to take a ride, or even take a glide, and you could really take a slide, but you're riding on the westbound train. And the westbound train gonna dub it to your brain. Let me dub it on the westbound train. Tell you make we scrub it and we dub it, make we rub it and we love it, and we scrub it on the westbound train. And they moving on, we're grooving, keep on moving on, you're grooving, keep on moving on the westbound train.
Wonderful music. It's featuring the deep bass of George Fully Fullwood. You just heard from the top Dennis Brown with Westbound Train, which was followed up by U-Roy's Train from the West, and Dillinger with Riding Down Memory Lane. And all three of those were produced by 90s The Observer, with the original coming out in 1973 on his Observer label in Jamaica, and which you can now find on the Best of Dennis Brown double CD on Trojan Records.
This station rules the nation with version.
But now, from westbound trains to eastbound ones, as we climb aboard the train to Zion, which is a kind of adaptation from the glory band trains we heard about earlier, mixed in with a healthy dose of Rastafari, which of course identified Zion as a motherland to where we should all be heading. Although it might be surprising to note that there is only one railway line in Ethiopia, which runs eastwards from Addis Ababa all the way across the border to Djibouti, and that this line has been closed to passengers since 2008. But following overseas investment, it is due to reopen again later this year, which means it must be time to join Errol Dunkley aboard the train to Zion. Train to Zion.
Zion, 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 Zion. Train
that loves us all. Chi chi. Train to Zion.
That was Errol Dunkley with Train to Zion, his 1975 update of Train to Scarville, which was produced by Prince Jazbo and initially released on his Marshall label in Jamaica, as well as the Third World label in the UK and on Topco in America. But we're going to stay on the Roots train now as we stop off at Lee Perry's Black Ark studio, where in the mid-70s he produced a trio of repatriation-themed tunes, all heralding the arrival of a Zion-bound train, which included two different versions of Rasta Train, as well as this next one, which sees a falsetto-voiced Junior Mervin implore us all to get on board the Roots Train.
Roots Train, Roots Train.
Was Junior Mervin with Roots Train, which was produced by Lee Perry and was the opening track on his Police and Thieves album in 1977, and was also released as a 12-inch extended mix, which you can find on the triple CD box set Arcology.
Ice, Irie.
But now, back to the history of the Jamaican Railway, and one date in particular is shrouded in tragedy, as on Sunday the 1st of September 1957, a 12-carriage train, which was packed full with 1,600 passengers, was returning late one evening from Montego Bay back to Kingston, when it derailed at speed near the town of Kendal in Manchester, killing close to 200 people and injuring hundreds more. At the time, this horrific accident was the second worst rail disaster in the world, and it left a deep scar on the nation's psyche for generations to come, including Wade Brammer, aka Trinity, whose own mother was on the train that day, and to whom he pays tribute in this next tune, called Kendall Crash. Kendall Crash.
The song's called the Kendall Crash. What is a lucky thing me mama did a wash? And should I die on a Kendall Crash? But through the help of Jah, she survived to really stay alive and see the days. And let me tell you about her. Tell them, make them no one judge and leave my brother alone. Let me tell you about the son a little weaker. This a Kendall Crash. Tell ya, say this a lucky thing me mother did a wash. Hell should have gone on the Kendall Crash. Some man lose them life while others survive. Some man lose them head and some man lose them foot in a the Kendall Crash. Tell ya, say this a lucky thing me mother did a wash.
Let go long.
It's a long time ago, but remembrance I've got, because I've got to remember a lot of things that happen in life at time, because it's a dreadful sight in a the Kendall Crash. Bim! Said it's a lucky thing me mother did a wash. Then me have one dreadful cool. It happened when me 3 months old. And the roof kinda,
everybody,
a roof kinda shaking, and everyone are calling, and some are calling to Jah, some are read all Psalms, one for survival. Let me tell you now the Kendall Crash. Let me tell you now the Kendall Crash. Come let me tell you, say me live a cherry garden as a tenement. Say mountain come and me can't pay me rent. Me have to run, go a woodland, go pitch be me tent. But not the dread of the president. Bim! Singing at the dread of the president. In a the Kendall Crash. Bang 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 bang, diddle and bing bang, billy ding ding bang 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 bang. In a the Kendall Crash. Some man lose them life while others survive. Some man lose them man.
Like you do rock and roll.
Some man lose them too. Who are you know? Let me tell you about the in a the Kendall Crash. Come let me tell you, it's a lucky thing me mother did a wash. Me say me walk up the road and as a carrier load. We house wash away and we nah nothing left in a the Kendall Crash. But by the help of Jah, me know say we must survive, because we no work in equity. Now we no worship wickedness. Now we no.
Over the top of the freedom blues rhythm, that was Trinity with Kendall Crash, which was produced by Bunny Lee. Although I can't find an original 7-inch copy of that one, I do know it appeared on the mid-80s compilation album, The Best of Trinity.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
But now, the legacy of the Kendall Crash was that 3 years later, the Jamaican government set up the state-owned Jamaica Railway Corporation to oversee and manage the track and trains, which resulted in significant investment in new locomotives and coaches. However, by the following decade, the public railway, which had rarely been profitable during its lifetime, was now losing a lot of money, and the government closed some of the branch lines, which resulted in protests from local residents, whose only means of transport to other towns and cities was suddenly cut off. But sadly, this signalled the beginning of the end for Jamaica's passenger railway, and throughout the 1980s it became further damaged by regular hurricanes, and the money wasn't forthcoming to keep repairing the tracks, and so the service reduced even further, until the last passenger train pulled into Kingston Station in October 1992, never to depart again.
Get on board, get on board. Can't you see through your eyes, my people? The ghetto, yes, it's getting worse. the children are starving. Can't you see they need some clothes? Oh no, this is the last call from the ghetto. Get on board, the last train. Get on board, the last call for the ghetto. Get on board, the last train. Get on board. We don't want no carnal mind. You got to leave your guns behind. And fighting, it's peace and love and harmony on board the last train from the ghetto. Get on board the last train. Get on board the last call for the ghetto.
That was John Holt with Last Train, which was produced by Henry Jinjo Laws and featured on his Police and Helicopter album in 1983 on Greensleeves Records.
Hold up all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
And so just to round up what I was saying before that last tune, that since 1992 there have been regular initiatives to try and revive Jamaica's public railway system, with the nearest coming in 2011, when a line from Spanish Town to Linstead was temporarily reopened to help alleviate congestion due to a closure of a major road in between. But the service was reportedly losing $2 million Jamaican dollars a month, and the line was closed again a year later. However, talk continues about foreign investment and even privatisation, but whether that will result in a permanent revival of the railway remains to be seen. And so for now, this is the last call for the last tune of the show, and this time your driver will be Clive Bright, aka Tenosaur, who sounds his alarm call for all peacemakers to board his holy train bound for Zion in Victory Train. Victory Train.
This train carry no war mamba, no.
Yeah.
The late great tenor saw there with Victory Train, which was produced and arranged by Crucial Bunny and Freddie McGregor respectively, and was originally released on 12-inch on the Black Victory label in America back in 1985. And so I'm pleased to announce that we have reached our destination on time, and I hope you enjoyed the journey over the last hour. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae. 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 House of Reggae.